The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 29th, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Napahrishyat priyam prapya nodvijat prapachapriyam. Stirabuddhir vasangmudho. Brahmavid Brahmanistitaha. Translation and purport. By Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant, nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Purport. The symptoms of the self-realized person are given herein. The first symptom is that he is not illusioned by the false identification of the body with his true self. He knows perfectly well that he is not the body, but is the fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore not joyful in achieving something, nor does he lament in losing anything which is related to his body. This steadiness of mind is called sthirabuddhi, or self-intelligence. He is therefore never bewildered by mistaking the gross body for the soul, nor does he accept the body as permanent and disregard the existence of the soul. This knowledge elevates him to the station of knowing the complete science of the absolute truth, namely Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He thus knows his constitutional position perfectly well, without falsely trying to become one with the Supreme in all respects. This is called Brahman realization or self-realization. Such steady consciousness is called Krishna consciousness.
Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jatha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitan Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha.
So this verse very nicely describes a person who is self-realized. So what is this thing called self-realization? Is it worth it? Is it something worthy of attaining? And there's so many things you can attain in this world. You can get a driver's license. You can get a bachelor's degree. You can get a PhD. You can get a doctor, a lawyer, become certified as a lawyer or a doctor. So what is this thing? Self-realization. And how do you get it? The subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is presenting the science of self-realization. And one who attains the science of self-realization
Ir kas pasiekia šitą mokslą?
One who becomes self-realized.
Kas pasiekia šitą rezultatą, save realizuoja.
Becomes the perfect knower of everything.
Jisai tampa tobulas visą ko.
This is confirmed in the Mundaku Upanishad.
Ir tai patvirtina Mundaku Upanishad.
Sarvam vigyate, sarvam evang, vigyatam bhavati. The one who has become self-realized.
Tas, kuris tampa save realizavęs.
He knows everything.
Jisai žino viską.
So it's actually a pretty divine position. To become self-realized is really, really divine. Because when you're self-realized, you know everything. Because you know the source of everything. Therefore you know everything. Just like when they water the root of a tree. Every single leaf and branch of that tree becomes water. So when you become self-realized, you know everything. And the symptoms of a self-realized person are amazing. He's never disturbed. He's always happy. Because the ultimate purpose of everything is good. It's not bad, it's not evil. It's beautiful. Just like today is a very beautiful spring day, you see. The flowers are coming out everywhere, you see. It's very, very beautiful today around Kaunas, yes. So, in the same way, the whole purpose of existence is very, very beautiful. We can get a nice spring a few days out of the year here in Kaunas, you see. But if you become self-realized, within your heart, you'll experience spring every day. Because there'll be the beautiful flower of love of God blooming within your heart. And I tell you, it's much more beautiful than those dandelions. That flower of love of God is unlimitedly beautiful. It's unlimitedly fragrant. And here is the special mystical quality of loving that flower of love, that flower of love of God within the heart. When you have that flower of love of God blooming in your heart, because God is the source of everything. Therefore you love everything. You see the beauty of everything. In other words, when you become Krishna conscious, you see everything is beautiful. Beneath the ugliness, there is beauty. You see? In this world, we identify with this material body. And we see some things as beautiful and some things as ugly. But when you come to this self-realization platform, and you see everything in relation with Krishna, and everything is oh so beautiful. The first thing to realize is that you're not your body. Although the body appears very nice, when you're young and healthy, the more you become old,
it
becomes a big botheration. So one who identifies with his body,
Taigi tas, kuris save tapatina su kūnu.
May be happy when they're young.
Gali būti laimingas, kol yra jaunas.
But they become very miserable when they're old.
Bet bus labai liūdnas, kada susens.
But when you're self-realized,
bet kada esi save realizavęs,
you're blissful when you're young.
Tu esi palaimingas, kada jaunas.
And you become even more blissful when you're old.
Ir dar laimingesnis, kada pasens.
Why is that?
Kodėl?
Because as each day goes by, you become more and more self-realized.
Nes kiekvieną dieną vis giliau save realizuoji.
Joyfulness is a symptom of youth.
Džiaugsmas yra jaunystės požymis.
Therefore, self-realization means every day you get younger.
Todėl savęs realizacija reiškia, kad kiekvieną dieną tampate vis jaunesnis.
Youth means beauty also.
Jaunystė taip pat reiškia grožis.
Young are beautiful.
Jaunas reiškia gražus.
Old are ugly.
Senas reiškia ne.
You see. So, when you become self-realized,
taigi, kai tampate save realizavęs,
you become more beautiful every day also.
Kiekvieną dieną tampate vis gražesnis.
Even though your body is aging,
net jeigu jūsų kūnas sensta,
the actual self within,
tikrasis aš viduje,
becomes more beautiful,
tampa vis gražesnis,
more effulgent,
vis daugiau švytintis.
And you become more loving also.
Ir taip pat tampate labiau mylintis.
The beauty of self-realization is you become completely selfless.
Tas nuostabiausias savęs realizacijos grožis.
You give up nasty, you give up nasty, ugly things like lust, greed and anger.
Jūs visiškai atmeta tokius šlykščius dalykus kaip pyktis, gobšumas, geismas.
Like madness, illusion and envy.
Beprotybė, pavydas, iliuzija.
You become suhridam sarvabhutanam. You become the best friend of all living entities.
Jūs tampate geriausiu visų gyvų būtybių draugu.
You become a messenger from God.
Jūs tampate Dievo žinios nešėju.
That you can bring the blessings of God to everyone that you meet.
Ir galite perduoti Dievo palaiminimus visiems, ką sutinkate.
You can bestow the ultimate happiness on everyone.
Kiekvienai gyvai būtybei galite suteikti aukščiausią laimę.
Because you have it.
Nes jūs ją turite.
And all you have to do is share it.
Viskas, ką belieka daryti, jie pasidalinti.
This means you do the highest welfare work for the whole world.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs darote patį geriausią darbą visam pasauliu.
Not some temporary welfare work.
Ne laikina labdara.
It gives some temporary benefit.
Kuri duoda laikiną naudą.
You do what is the most auspicious for the whole world society.
Jūs darote tai, kas yra labiausiai reikiama visai pasaulio visuomenei.
Every day you're doing the highest welfare work for all living entities.
Kiekvieną dieną darote geriausią darbą visam pasaulyje.
This is why it is stated.
Todėl yra sakoma.
That Krishna consciousness.
Kad Krishna sąmonė.
Is the beginning.
Yra pradžia.
Of all auspiciousness.
Viso to, kas yra palanku.
Because now you're not only living for yourself.
Nes dabar ne tik dėl savęs gyvenate.
Now you're living for the ultimate benefit of every single living entity throughout the whole universe.
Bet dabar jūs gyvenate dėl geriausios naudos kiekvienos gyvos būtybės visoje visatoje.
And what is our practical experience?
Ir kokia yra jūsų praktinė patirtis?
The more you can do good for others,
kuo daugiau galite daryti gero kitiems,
the more you feel really, really good.
Tuo jaučiatės tikrai, tikrai nuostabiau ir nuostabiau.
Therefore, when you become Krishna conscious,
todėl, kai jūs tampate Krishna sąmoningas,
wow, you feel really fantastic.
Jūs jaučiatės fantastiškai.
I mean, you really, really feel good when you become Krishna conscious.
Kai tampate Krishna sąmoningas, jaučiatės tikrai.
Krishna consciousness means self-realization.
Krishna sąmonė reiškia savęs realizavimas.
Self-realization means Krishna consciousness.
Savęs realizavimas reiškia Krishna sąmonė.
Because when you realize God or Krishna,
nes kada suvokiate Krishna arba Dievą,
the Supreme Self,
aukščiausiai aš,
you realize yourself also, the subordinate self.
Kada suvokiate ir save.
Self-realization does not mean that you become God.
Savęs realizacija tai nereiškia, kad jūs tampate Dievas.
Some gurus make this false propaganda.
Kai kurie guru moko tai.
They say meditate and become God.
Jie sako, medituok ir tapsi Dievu.
But my dear ladies and gentlemen,
bet brangus ponai ir ponios,
I beg to inform you,
aš noriu jums pranešti,
God does not have to meditate to become God.
Dievui nereikia medituoti, kad jisai taptų Dievu.
God never forgets that He is God. God never falls into illusion. God never misidentifies Himself as a Lithuanian or an American or a man or a woman. You see, God does not fall into illusion. We, the tiny parts and parcels of God, we may fall into illusion. But God never falls into illusion. So we should never think that by self-realization we will become God. We should understand that by carefully following the process of self-realization, we will become the perfect servants of God. You see, my dear ladies and gentlemen, that is our nature. Just like here is my body, you see. Here's my hand. Now this finger, you see, it says, what is its purpose? Or we can say the hand. What is the purpose of the hand? This hand is part of my body. Because it's part of my body, its duty is to serve the complete whole body. Just like soon, I'll be taking my lunch. So the hand will take the food and put it in the mouth. And that's how the hand gets the nutrition it needs. It's not that the hand will be selfish and think, well, I'm just going to take the food for myself, I'm not going to share it with the rest of the body. Can the hand get any nutrition by doing this? Do you think the hand can get any nutrition by doing this? What is your opinion? You think the hand can get any nutrition by doing like this? Can the hand get any nutritional value by doing that with the food? That's right. The hand gets the nutritional value by putting the food in the mouth. And then the food goes to the belly, it becomes digested, and then the hand gets the nutrition it needs. So we are like the hand, you see. And God is like the belly, you see. When you give your service to God, He becomes satisfied. And you, being part of Him, you get satisfied. So it's a science. And it works. Just like putting in the gasoline tank of your car. If you put the gasoline in the radiator, your car will blow up. You see? But if you put it in the gas tank, then it will run nicely. So it's a science of how to take care of your car properly. It's not difficult to put the gas in the gas tank. You just have to know what hole the gasoline goes into. That's all. If you know the science, it's easy. Similarly, the science of self-realization or Krishna consciousness is very, very easy. You just have to know what it is. So how do you find out? You find out from the bona fide spiritual master. Just like I found out from my spiritual master, Srila
Prabhupada.
And I found out how to become self-realized. So now I'm living the lifestyle of a self-realized person, you see. And I'm really having a great time now for the last 41 years. It's not difficult. You just have to know what to do, that's all. And then you do it. You don't think, what is this owner's manual anyway of this car? What do they know? I'm going to put the gas in the radiator. Don't be puffed up. Take the owner's manual and do what it says. Well, where's my owner's manual? Bhagavad Gita. This is the owner's manual for the human body.
Tai yra žmogaus kūno instrukcija.
Given by God.
Duota Dievo.
So this tells you how to use your human body in such a way that you become self-realized.
Ir čia parašyta, kaip tą žmogaus kūną naudoti, kad save suvokti.
The Bhagavad Gita tells you how to use your human body in such a way that you will not take birth again in this material world.
Bhagavad Gita jums pasakoja, kaip naudoti savo kūną, kad nebereiktų daugiau gimti.
The Bhagavad Gita is really, really divine.
Dėl to Bhagavad Gita tikrai dieviška knyga.
And it works.
Ir tai, kas ten joje prašta,
if you follow the Gita,
jeigu vykdote Gitos
pamokas, you're going to be in bliss.
Jūs būsite palaimintas.
You're going to be smiling. Every morning you're going to wake up with a big, big smile on your face.
Kiekvieną rytą nubusite su didelė šypsena ant savo veido.
Wow, another day to advance in self-realization.
Wow, dar viena diena, dar daugiau pažengti savęs realizacijos mokslą.
You'll never be gloomy ever again.
Ir viskas daugiau jokių liūdnų dienų.
Even the darkest, coldest winter day.
Net šalčiausia, tamsiausia žiema.
You're going to have spring in your heart.
Turėsite pavasarį savo širdyje.
So we encourage all of you to learn this science.
Todėl skatinam visus išmokti šito mokslo.
The devotees here, they will teach you how to practice Krishna consciousness.
Čia esantys susidavusi, jūs išmokins kaip.
And we have our books.
Ir čia yra mūsų knygos.
Our books of Prabhupada. If you study these books, you will become perfect. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. But first let me ask you a question. When do we cut off? What's our cut off time?
1:30,
okay. We have a few minutes for questions. Now, there were some questions. Well, someone had a question this morning they were holding. Anyway, I have questions now. Anyone have questions? Yes.
Kada mokytis atvažiuoja, tiek linksma ir tera. Bet kada ateina kažkokie tai sunkumai ir problemos, tada atrodo, krūva bejonių atsiranda ir nebelinksma pasidaro. Kam yra bėda? Taip?
When everything is good, when I feel happy and I feel that I am nice personality, but then some problems comes, then it doesn't look so good and I'm sad and I don't know what to do. Why is happening like this?
That is the dual nature of this material world.
Tai yra dualistinė šito materialaus pasaulio prigimtis.
Matashparsha shtukanteya shitoshna sukadukada agamapayano nityashtangstatakshvapatangstatakshashvabharata. Krishna tells Arjuna, he says, my dear Arjuna, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. One must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. So I will give you a trick of how, a little trick of how to remain transcendental to these dualities. From today's verse. If you get all excited when something is going good, thinking, oh, just see what a great person I am. You see? Then, when things go bad, you're going to feel really, really bad. And when something good happens, you think, I don't deserve this good thing. This is the mercy of God upon me.
Yes. Dievo malonė, Dievo dovana.
Then when the bad thing happens, you'll also see, this is the mercy of God to purify me from my past sins. So the key is, don't try to enjoy the good times. Just enjoy your relationship as a servant of God. Make that your enjoyment. That's where you have to get your enjoyment from, your relationship with Guru and Krishna. That I am the disciple of Sankarshan Das Adhikari Maharaj. I'm the devotee of Lord Krishna. And make that your happiness. You see. By having that transcendental happiness, when the bad things happen, you can say, oh, this is a blessing. This is to help me to feel more dependent on my spiritual master and more dependent on Krishna. But as soon as you try to enjoy independently of your relationship with Guru and Krishna, as soon as you try to enjoy independently of your relationship with your spiritual master in Krishna, then you're setting yourself for becoming depressed in a few minutes. In other words, you have to rise beyond the mood swings. Well, I don't know what it is in your language, but in English we say mood swings, mood. And we also say modes of material nature. So note the similarity between the word mood and the word mode. In other words, your mood swings are the influence of the modes of material nature. When there is sattvagun, you can find some happiness. When there is rajagun, you get some temporary happiness. In rajagun, you're completely miserable. I mean, tamagun, you're completely miserable. So you have to rise beyond the influence of the modes of nature. By taking shelter of your spiritual master in Krishna. That will put you in a transcendental position. Where anything can happen to you. Something really good can happen. Something bad can happen. Something beautiful can happen. Something really, really nasty and ugly can happen to you. But it won't matter. Because you are transcendentally situated, taking shelter of your spiritual master in Krishna. So that's what you need to do. You have to rise beyond the modes of nature by taking complete shelter of Guru and Krishna. That's what you need. That will solve all your problems. Any other questions?
Kada mes atiduodame per daug negu galime, taip pat jaučiamės blogai. Kaip atrasti balansą savo ir atiduoti kitiems?
If we give up too much, we also feel bad. So how to...
If you do what? Give up?
Giving too much.
Do much giving service?
So we feel bad. So
really?
How to find some balance between...
If you give too much, you feel bad?
How to find balance?
Giving away too much money, or what do you mean?
You said that we are happy when we are giving.
So you're saying you give too much, you become miserable. That means your giving is material. Materially, if I give too much, then I become miserable. So you have to make your giving transcendental. And then the more you give, the more you become blissful. I may give material welfare, you see, to many, many people. I may open a charity hospital, you see, and give free medical care to the poor. But what's the karmic reaction for doing that? In my next lifetime, those poor people will give me free medical care. That means I have to get sick. That means I had to become miserable. So the result of all my giving was I became miserable. So if your giving is material, it will lead to misery. That's a fact. But if your giving is spiritual, the more you give, the more you're going to be in bliss. So what is spiritual giving? That means you give people Krishna. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. Well, how much Krishna can you handle? There's no limit to how much Krishna you can handle. So the more you give Krishna, which is the real charity work, the more you become blissful. What are some examples? Prabhupada. His whole life was dedicated to giving Krishna to people. And just see how happy he was. And the devotee, the followers of Prabhupada also. Those who have dedicated their lives for preaching, for spreading Krishna consciousness. We see how happy they are. They're so blissful. Because they're always trying to give Krishna, give Krishna, give Krishna, give Krishna. So that giving that you're talking about is material giving, not spiritual giving. Okay, next question. Yes, sir.
Praktiškai neišmatuojama, nu nesuvokiama žodžiais, ir bet kaip ją išlaikyti, kad tik po to kažkur tai kaip garuoja.
Klausimas, kartais atsidavęs praktikuodamas dvasinę praktiką, patiria transcendencinę būseną ir pilną palaimos ir nesuvokiamo džiaugsmo, bet po kurio laiko jinai vėl išgaruoja. Kaip išlaikyti ją pastoviai?
The question, while we are practicing, sometimes we feel this spiritual uplifting and spiritual pleasure, but after some time it goes away. So how to be always in this spiritual mood?
Yes, and the neophyte devotee, sometimes he'll be really, really fired up, and sometimes he's not feeling so great. That's because his service is still within the modes of nature. If your devotional service is the mode of passion, in the beginning you're going to be really fired up. Wow, this is great. And then after a while, oh, this is really too much for me. That means you're doing your service in the mode of passion. Because bone of passion means desire to be recognized or to think that you're great. So if you can do your service in a more sattvic way based on transcendental knowledge, instead of some prestige or idea that I'm great, then you'll find that it becomes better and better over time. Now, it is natural for a neophyte devotee to go through the ups and downs. But if I can make a graph here in the air, in the beginning devotional service, there is a lot of ups and downs. But if you keep doing it, you keep chanting your rounds faithfully, 16 rounds, following the principles, what will happen is you go up. You keep going. Your ups and downs are there, but you're going up. And you go up, the ups and downs become smaller, you see. Instead of up and down like this, it becomes up and down, this little bit of up and down. So the more you progress, that tendency of up and down goes away. And finally, it completely gone, and you're just totally in ever-increasing bliss. Does it take time? Yeah. Is it worth it? Oh, yes. Next question. Any other questions from the... Yes.
Lentils. Why is not offerable this lentils?
Lentils.
Lentils.
Lentil beans.
Lentils.
Yeah, the orange ones.
Masala dal?
Yeah, masala dal.
Because Prabhupada said it's not offerable, that's why. It's a rule. Sometimes we don't know, we just, well, this was the order of the spiritual master. Now, if Prabhupada was here, you could ask him. Why he said no masala dal? But he's now departed, so it's too late to ask him. One time, it mentions in the Nectar Devotion not to wear a red or blue sari in front of the deities. And so when Shalabhati asked Prabhupada, why Prabhupada? He said, because it's a rule. So some things we just do because it's there in the Shastric injunctions. And we're just coming down from our higher authorities. There will be a time then when you can get the answer. I know, because I used to ask Prabhupada so many questions about this and that. It's good to ask the questions. Prabhupada told me a very nice instruction. He said, if you will simply serve the Lord with full sincerity of attitude, 24 hours daily, Krishna will personally appear to you and answer all of your questions. So now, since I can't answer that question except tell you that Prabhupada said so, and since Prabhupada is not here physically, therefore I suggest that you become a pure devotee. Become purely absorbed in bhakti, so Krishna will personally come to you. And then he can tell you exactly why we don't take masala dal or the lentils. So now you become the pure devotee. Any other questions?
Instead of masala dal, they can use, there are so many other dals.
What did she say?
Čia kalba eina apie raudonosius lęšius, aš kaip suprantu, ir sako, vietoj jų galima visą kitą naudoti. We can use other types.
Yes. We're not going to die without Musara, though. Prabhupada mentions because it has a very high percentage of protein. That is mentioned. It's considered non-veg because it's so much protein in it. So, any other questions?
Yes.
O kaip žinoti, kas yra nepalanku? Nes, kartais netgi, tarkim, bendravimas su kažkokiais materialistais gali išeiti naudą, tarkim. Kaip žinoti, kas yra nepalanku?
Sakoma, kad reikia tiesiog priimti visą, kas palanku, ir atmesti, kas nepalanku, kas nepadeda mums dvasiškai tobulėti. Kaip suprasti, kas mums yra nepalanku, kas nepadeda mums dvasiškai tobulėti, nes kartais net ir koks nors bendravimas su visiškai materialiu žmogu gali išeiti į naudą. Tai kaip būti tikram, taip?
How properly know who is auspicious to our Krishna consciousness and who is not? Because sometimes even to have some relationship with material person can be very good for our Krishna consciousness.
A material association can be good?
O kokiu būdu gali būti bendravimas su
materialu? Pavyzdžiui, išmokti įsikmingai pamokslauti, taip, kad nešokiruot žmonių.
You can learn how nicely preach.
Lord Chaitanya says Sangat Sanjaya Kama. Asat Sangatyag. Yeah. The first principle for the devotee is to give up mundane association. So mundane association is not good for Krishna
consciousness.
So how properly understand this give up everything what is not auspicious?
From matter of instruction.
How to properly understand giving up everything that is not auspicious? It's very simple. Whatever is good for your Krishna consciousness, you do that. Whatever is bad for your Krishna consciousness, avoid it as much as possible.
Tai labai paprasta. Visa tai, kas tau padeda dvasiškai tobulėti, tai tą daryk. O kas trukdo, tą atmes.
That doesn't mean, now one does need a means of earning a livelihood. One needs a way to make a living.
Pavyzdžiui, žmogui reikia užsidirbti pragyvenimą.
And that may require you to associate with non-devotees.
Ir gali tekti turėti bendradarbių, kurie nėra atsidavusiai.
So that you do as a unavoidable austerity. But it's not that you think that association is good for your Krishna consciousness. Just like I was working for a corporation one time. As a devotee, I was working for a corporation. And I it was just an austerity to go to work every day. But then I started wearing tilak every day and I felt better. So for a livelihood, we have to, in most cases, we have to deal with mundane association. But it's not for entertainment we go and associate with non-devotees. For entertainment we come here and we chant and dance. Not that we need to go to the cinema house and see the latest movies, you see. We have a live movie right here. Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is a live movie. And we get to be in it. So why waste time seeing some stupid cinema? When you can be in a live movie right here. Any other questions? Does that answer your question? Okay. Good. Any other questions? All right.
Aš geriau paukosiu šventyklą ir viskas.
vienas atsidavęs susitokė ir suprato, kad negalės įvairių reikalavimų laikytis ir vietoj to galvoja, kad aš aukosiu šventyklą.
Pradėti vaikui pradėti galvoja, kad aš taip negalės, ten, pavyzdžiui, 50 metų per
tai vietoj to jis paukos šventyklą.
Jo, taip, šventyklą atsitiks už mane lūką.
One day Wati want to beget child, but he is unable to chant so many rounds, so instead of that, he thinks to offer...
Who's that?
One day Wati.
Yeah.
Some day Wati.
Yeah.
So instead of chanting 50 rounds before begetting the child, he thinks to make some donation for them.
That means he doesn't want to follow Prabhupada. Good luck. Next question.
Gali būti taip, kad iš tą gyvenimą žmogus praktikuoja dvasinį gyvenimą, bet nepasiekia tobulumo, o kitą gyvenimą gims ir visiškai nieko neatsimins apie tai. Visą gyvenimą.
Can be that one life a man practice Krishna consciousness but not achieve perfection, but next life he forget about everything. Can it be like this or not possible?
If you make a sincere endeavor to become Krishna conscious in this lifetime, but you still have some material attachments and you're not completely absorbed in Krishna at the time of death, in your next lifetime you'll continue from where you left off in your spiritual progress. Whatever progress you make in this lifetime is your eternal asset. It cannot be destroyed by anything. So with full confidence you should make spiritual advancement every day.
Atlikti dvasinę praktiką kiekvieną dieną.
By chanting your rounds with love and devotion.
Su meilės atsidavimu kartodama mantrą.
Strictly following the principles.
Griežtai sekdama principais.
If you make a very sincere effort in this lifetime, you'll make it in this lifetime.
Jeigu dėsite labai nuoširdžias pastangas šitą gyvenimą, jūs pasieksite.
You just have to sincerely try your best and you'll be okay.
Nuoširdžiai darykite geriausia, ką galit.
And if for some reason you don't make it, you'll be able to continue your next life. In a better situation than you had in this lifetime. Such as being born in a family of devotees. In this lifetime, you're born in a family of non-devotees. But if you sincerely try your best, you don't quite make it, you'll be one of the family devotees in your next life. Next question. Yes.
Aš norėčiau paklausti, mokytės labai gražiai nupasako, koks yra save realizavęs žmogus. Ir norėjau paklausti, koks yra pirmas žingsnis link to, ką reikėtų pačioj pradžioje padaryti, kad save realizuotumėte. Pati pradžia.
Nuo ko prasideda dvasinis gyvenimas, kokie yra patys pirmieji žingsniai, kad žmogus taptų save realizavusi.
What is the first step to become self-realized person?
Adal Garashvariam. Rupa Goswami said.
Rupa Goswami saka.
He says the first principle for self-realization is take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Pirmas principas save realizuoti, priimti dvasinį mokytojo prieglobstį.
When you do that, that's when you're really solidly on the pathway.
Kai tai darai, tuomet esi įsitvirtinusi kelyje.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Ar galima laikyti didelių nusižengimų, jeigu nekartoji su karolės šiolikos ratų, kad atlikdamas kitokius veiksmus, ar tai eidamas, ar kažką tai veikdamas savo kūną pavirti karolės.
Ar didelis nusižengimas, jeigu karolių mantrą žmogus nekartuoja, bet visą laiką kažką tai veikdamas, jisai savo kūną kaip karolės panaudojas, pastoja kartuoja mantrą, taip?
There's a big offense not to chant on the beats, but always chant in your mind and sing
It's very nice to always chant your mind. But if you'd like to become an initiated disciple and go back to Godhead, then you have to follow the spiritual master's instruction and chant on the beads at least 16 rounds. You may think, well, I don't like chanting on beads. But I love chanting without the beads. Well, that means in your next lifetime you can come back and chant on the beads in your next lifetime. If you absorb yourself in chanting off the beads in this lifetime, you don't want to chant on the beads, then you'll come back and because you were chanting, you'll come back again as a devotee, but you'll come back again in your next lifetime, then you'll take up the beads.
Taigi, kadangi kartuojate mantrą, jūs vienai kitą gyvenimą gimsite kaip atsidavęs ir galbūt kitą gyvenimą jau pradėsit kartuotam karolį.
Prabhupada specifically orders in the Bhagavad Gita purport, he says, chanting round the beads. It's stated right there in Prabhupada's word.
Prabhupada konkrečiai nurodo kartuoti ant karolio.
So perfection in Krishna consciousness means to follow the order of the spiritual master.
O tobulumas dvasinėje praktikoje reiškia sekti dvasinį mokytojo nurodymus.
You say, well, I don't want to follow the guru's order, I want to practice it in my own way.
Bet jeigu sakoma, kad nenoriu sekti mokytojo nurodymus, bet noriu savai praktikuoti.
That means, my dear sir, that you have not given up your independence yet.
Tai reiškia, kad dar brangus ponė neatsisakėte savo nepriklausomybės.
So you will make progress by chanting. It's great you're chanting. We're happy to hear you're chanting.
Ir vis viena jūs darysit progresą, nes kartuojate mantrą.
You will make nice progress. But you won't go back to Godhead in this lifetime. You'll have to take birth again and then chant on the beads in your next life. So, since you're going to chant on the beads eventually anyway, why not do it now? Go back to God in this lifetime. Do you understand?
Maybe next life.
Yeah. I wish you well in your next life.
Mes linkime sėkmės jums ir kitam gyvenime taip pat.
Okay, next question.
Kitas klausimas.
O žmogus, bet koks žmogus, kuris netapo mokiniu, inicijuotų, jis nesugrįž pas Dievą, jeigu ir laikysis visų tų reguliuotų dalykų.
Klausimas, jeigu žmogus neprimė iš atitinko mokytojų iniciacijos, bet seka visais principais, kartuoja šventus vardus, ar jisai negali grįžti į dvasinį pasaulį?
If one is sincerely chanting mantra and following principles, but he is not accepting initiation from spiritual master, can he come back to the God?
If one is sincerely chanting Hare Krishna, that means he's avoiding the 10 offenses, right? The 10 namaparads? What is the third offense against the chanting of the holy name? To disobey the order of the spiritual master. So it is the spiritual master orders you must take initiation. So if you don't take initiation, you're disobeying the order of the spiritual master, and your chanting is not pure. Therefore, to chant purely, you must become initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. You understand? Okay, next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
Ar siela gali grįžti atgal pas Dievą vien tyro viešpatės atsidavusio palaiminimo galia?
Be savo pastangų, to prasme?
Jo, be savo, tiesiog tyras atsidavęs palaimino, tiesiog vat gatvėje žmogus eina, koks tyras atsidavęs.
Ar siela gali grįžti dvasinį pasaulį ne savo pastangų dėka, bet tiesiog tyras atsidavusio palaiminimo dėka?
Can be this situation that some soul come back to Godhead without any endeavor only because of blessings of some self-realized soul. Some saintly person bless this soul.
Sometimes it happens. But it's just like somebody gets an honorary degree sometimes.
Bet tai tas pas, kaip gauti universitete laipsnį.
Without enrolling in the university.
Net neįstojus universitetą.
But if you want a degree,
jeigu norite laipsnį,
are you going to sit there in your house and listen to Beatle records?
Ar sėdėsite namie ir Beatle klausysitės?
And wait for your honorary degree to come?
Lauksite, kol tas laipsnis universiteto ateis pas pas jūs?
Are you going to enroll in the university?
Ar įstosite į universitetą?
Yeah, that's it. So if you want, it does happen. There's a story one time, and one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he said, I want to make somebody a devotee. And he was a very powerful pure devotee. He said, the next person I see, I'm going to liberate him. So he went down to the Ganga to take his bath. And a corpse came up. The dead body came up and touched his body. So he made that corpse come to life and the corpse became a pure devotee. Hari Bol! So maybe if you will die on the bank of the Ganges and they throw your corpse in the river, maybe some pure devotee will see your corpse and make you a pure devotee. But the best thing is, go ahead and chant 16 rounds, follow the principles, take initiation. Enroll yourself in Hare Krishna University. And achieve the degree of pure love of God.
Ir pasiekti tyros meilės Dievui laipsnį.
By your sincere endeavor.
Savo nuoširdžiomis pastangomis.
And by the mercy of your spiritual master.
Ir dvasinė mokė malonės dėka.
It's a combination.
Nes tai yra kombinacija.
It is the Guru's mercy.
Tai yra Guru malonė.
But your endeavor also has to be there.
Bet čia turi būti ir tavo pastangos.
Well, I'm not going to chant my rounds. Gurudev will save me.
Aš nekartosiu savo ratų. Gurudevas visai mane išgelbės.
You do your side.
Ne, jūs turite atlikti savo pareigas.
The spiritual master will do his side.
O Guru savo.
Okay.
I get it.
All right. Next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
Lietuvoje gal gan paplitęs reiškinys emigracija, norėčiau sužinoti, ką mokytas mano apie tai.
Kada išvažiuoja žmonės užsienyje? Lietuvoje yra paplitęs reiškinys kaip emigracija. Žmonės palieka Lietuvą. Ką mokytas galėtų apie tai pasakyti?
There is this situation in Lithuania that many people go away from Lithuania. How you can comment on that?
Many people go from Lithuania. Many people go away from Lithuania.
Immigration.
Yes. Actually, everybody goes away from Lithuania. The time of death, they all leave. Of course, some come back as Lithuanian dogs and cats. But why are you so identified with this body? The real question is why everyone went away from Krishna. And how everybody can go back to Krishna. Of course, I can answer your question directly. People go away from Lithuania because they're not satisfied. Lithuania doesn't make them happy. So where do they go? They go somewhere else where they cannot be happy also. There's no place in this material world where you can go where you can be happy. I personally come to Lithuania twice a year to become happy. This is my favorite place in the world. So if they're going away from Lithuania, it simply means that they're not Krishna conscious, that's why. Because anybody who is Krishna conscious would realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they have appeared here in Kaunas, Lithuania. This place is a spiritual world. Because Gornatai have appeared. So it simply means they're not Krishna conscious, that's why they're leaving. So if we will make everyone in Lithuania Krishna conscious, nobody will want to leave. And the whole world will want to come here to see what is this Lithuania where everybody is happy. Okay, next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
Ne.
Люди, которые слышат Харинаму на улице, но не становятся близкими общения с Богом. Что они получают? Какое благо в следующей жизни они получают?
Jeigu koks nors žmogus pamato baktus gatvėje dėdojančius Hare Krishna ir klausimas, kokią naudą jie gauna kitame gyvenime?
Nebendrauja.
If someone hears Harinam but has no any contact with devotees, what benefit he gets from just hearing Harinam?
He gets unlimited benefit.
In next life.
Immediately. The seed of love of God was planted in his heart. And if he hears it again, his seed gets watered. So therefore Prabhupada said Harinam every day. Because that way the seed gets planted and every day it gets watered. And then you give them a book, you give them prasadam, and before you know it, they become devotees. Do you have that sweet here, a simply wonderful sweet? You know that sweet, simply wonderful? I'm asking him. You know that sweet, yes. Someone asked, they said, Prabhupada, what happens when we give somebody a simply wonderful on the street? Prabhupada said he will eat that wonderful sweet. And he will come to your temple and he will become simply wonderful. Prabhupada said Krishna is simply wonderful. This process of Krishna consciousness is simply wonderful. And then Prabhupada said, and you are all simply wonderful. Then one devotee said, Prabhupada is simply wonderful. And Prabhupada said, that's all right, have kirtan. So, if you go on this Harinam, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. Therefore, Harinam, Harinam, Harinama eva kevalam. Hello, nasteva, 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 gatiran yata. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other alternative, there is no alternative. There is no other alternative for God realization in this age of Kali.
Vertimas tikras to šlogas yra toksai. Kartuoti šventus vardus, kartuoti šventus vardus, kartuoti šventus vardus, nes nėra kito kelio, nėra kito kelio, nėra kito kelio šitame kali amžyje, kaip pasiekti realizaciją, tik tai kartuojant šventus vardus.
So, are there any more questions?
Yra dar klausimų?
Jau paklausti šitame vieną tokį klausimą, galbūt ne temą, bet kodėl aukščiausias dievo asmuo būtent tris kartus arba klausia arba kartoja, nes man kai buvo kinkinė mirtis, aš tris kartus girdėjau irgi pasakymą, tu nori grįžti atgal į kūną, ir tu nori, ir aš tris kartus tam atsakiau, bet nežiškau. Vat būtent, aš supratau, kaip Krišno sąmonė, kad čia buvo paramatoma, kur įlyti sielą. Po to.
Kada svečias patyrė klinikinį mirtį, jis tris kartus išgirdo balsą klausinti, ar tu nori grįžti į kūną? Ir aš tris kartus atsakiau. Kodėl Dievas būtent tris kartus klausė?
I had this term temporary death before Krishna consciousness and they hear some voice.
But he had debt?
Debt, yes.
Death or debt?
Death.
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 Only owing money?
No, no.
Death.
Death. Someone dying. Yeah. Okay.
He was dying.
You were dying. Okay.
Clinical, right. Clinical death.
Huh?
Temporarily he was dead.
You had a near-death experience?
Yes.
Okay, you were dead. Okay, now you came back to life.
And he heard God asking him if he would like to come to this body or no. And he was asking three times.
Yeah.
Why he asked three times?
Why God always
asked three times? And after that, I got Shiponishada, and inside Shiponishada, God also telling three times.
What's that?
After that,
yeah,
I got Shiponishada.
Yeah, you got what?
Shiponishada.
Shiponishada. Somebody gave you a Shiponishada?
After that.
Yeah. If someone tells you something three times, that means for emphasis. Just like I quoted that verse. Haranama, Haranama, Haranama. That's three times. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. That's three times. If something is emphasized, you say it three times. If I tell you, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, it means I'm very serious. You must surrender to Krishna. So Krishna very kindly gave me the Sri Shapanisham. Now if you will follow the teachings in that book, your life will become perfect. So our time is now up.
Dabar mūsų laikas baigėsi.
I'll squeeze it in. So.
Kartais atsidavusi ginčiasi, ką geriau, kaip geriau patenkinti Krishna. Ar platinti knygas, ar daryti harinamą, dainuoti gatvėje. Ką mokytojas pasakytų iš šito klausimo?
Sometimes devotees debating. What is better, distribute books or go to harinam?
Prabhupada said that the actually Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said that the book distribution is Brihat Madanga. So we can play the drum, we can hear it within so many meters away from the kirtan. But by book distribution, that Harinam can be heard all over the world. So book distribution is Harinam. It is Maha Harinam. You can't say we're not doing Harinam because we're doing book distribution. Prabhupada said book distribution is the best Harinam. So, if someone says we shouldn't do book distribution, it means they don't know what they're talking about. We should only do Harinam. That means they think that Prabhupada's books are mundane. Prabhupada's books are the greatest Harinam. Anyone who thinks we shouldn't distribute books, they're a complete idiot. They don't know what they're talking about. Prabhupada emphasized book distribution. If you had been on this planet when Prabhupada was here, you would have seen how he was whipping us to distribute books. He said, practically, I am whipping them. Prabhupada was so much emphasizing book distribution. Anybody who says, no more book distribution, just Harinam, they are an offender against Srila Prabhupada. Yeah?
And if someone is saying reverse, like only book distribution, no Harinam, so in this case,
why are they concocting? Prabhupada said both things should go on. Prabhupada never said to stop Harinam Sankirtan. Prabhupada wanted everything to go on in grand style. Not that if one program is introduced, now the other programs are abandoned. Prabhupada gave us everything.
Prabhupada mums davė viską.
All these things were given by Prabhupada.
Visa tai davė Prabhupada.
In the beginning, there would be, have a kirtan, have a lecture.
Mes turėjom kirtaną, paskaitą, sekmadienį.
The Sunday love feast was introduced.
Paskui bus puota.
And then, gradually Mangal Arti was introduced.
Tada Prabhupada ir Mangal
Arti. Tulsi worship. The Bhagavatam class, Harinams and Kirtan, Gurukula, the farms, everything was emphasized. It's not something new is introduced, all the other things are thrown away. I mean, that's crazy. Prabhupada introduced so many things that we need to make the world Krishna conscious. And every one of them is important.
Ir visos jos yra svarbios.
Every one of them must be maintained.
Visos turi būti atliktos.
Not that a new program comes in and everything else is cancelled.
Ne taip, kad nauja programa daroma senos.
That's fanaticism.
Nes tai yra fanatizmas.
We have to understand Prabhupada's desire.
Reikia suprasti Prabhupada's troškimą.
How much he emphasized Harinams and Kirtan.
Kaip jis stipriai pabrėžė Harinams and Kirtan.
When I joined the movement, Prabhupada told me that we should do Harinam every day. Actually, we call it going on Sankirtan, you see. Sankirtan meant go out on Harinam. We didn't even call it Harinam. We call it going out on Sankirtan. And then when book distribution was introduced,
ir kada atsirado knygos,
Prabhupada also called that Sankirtan.
Prabhupada knygų platformą taip pat vadino Sankirtan.
So then they gave the chanting and dancing, and then they renamed the devotees renamed it Harinam.
Ir tada sudavusi dainavimą, gali pradėjo vadinti Harinam.
But Prabhupada didn't give it that name.
Bet Prabhupada tai taip nevadino.
Prabhupada called he called Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam was, Prabhupada used the word Sankirtan for Harinam. And he used the word Sankirtan for book distribution. Both of them are Sankirtan. Harinama Sankirtan and book distribution is also Sankirtan. So both should go on very nicely. So we're going to stop here. We thank you very much.
We have
Achilabai.